Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What?
Hey, Dad, you there?
Hey, what's up, Joe?
It's my father-in-law, Joe Ditch.
How you doing, Roger?
Yo, your Hurricane Debbie just landed.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Joe is in Naples. I heard you just got a new house. Congratulations.
Yes, moved down here in July, waiting for the first hurricane. Mm. And
you're not going anywhere.
Living a dream.
Living a dream? What are you doing right now?
I just came out of the pool. I'm finishing my first afternoon Negroni. Going to have my second very shortly.
Yeah, you might want to start drinking.
What's a Negroni?
It's some sort of guinea drink.
Oh.
Do you have any idea what a Negroni is?
No, I have no idea. What is it?
It is 3/4 of liquor.
Liquor. Sure, you only had your first one? What is it? Tell me what it is.
Three pots of liquor.
Campari and gin.
Vermouth, Campari. And
but it's not a guinea drink.
No.
You know any Irishman with Campari in the house?
Well.
And you garnish it with a orange peel.
Oh, this.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Are you slicing your own orange peels these days?
That's right. I throw away the oranges.
So you.
Too much orange juice.
You can't have that.
Yeah.
No, not good for you. You sound really relaxed.
You don't seem worried. Hey, dude, you know we're on the radio, right?
Monica, you got there.
Yeah, I lost my way there.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Sorry, FCC.
You don't sound sorry.
I may actually miss you a little.
No, there won't. So you're relaxed. You're not worried about what if it comes up. What if it doesn't even come up the West Coast? If it still comes up the East, you're still going to get hit pretty hard. You're not worried about that.
I'm not so sure. According to the 5 a.m. forecast, I watch Wink News over down here, and
he's a paid spokesman.
It's what do you call it? It's turned northeast.
Uh-huh. Right.
So it's really too early to tell. What's going to be happening?
Okay.
Everybody's aware.
Have you done anything? Any preparation whatsoever?
Not really. Cool. I already have water in the house.
Right.
Cool.
Gas in the cars?
What's that, Roger?
You got gas in the cars? Everything good?
Wait, do you have electric cars there?
I gassed up the car. You couldn't get near Costco yesterday morning.
Right.
Okay. I'll put it that way. So I had to wait for like 3 or 4 cars.
He sounds like some
mobile station, and it was fine, and already had water in the house. Got plenty of seltzer.
I
already have plenty of wine, beer, and
there you go.
It's nice to know that you're sliding deeply into alcoholism. That's pretty cool.
That's okay.
I'm not judging. I am not judging. Are the insurance policies paid off? I'm sure you
got everything. Yes,
in order,
up to date. If I have to run, I got all that stuff with me.
No. Don't care about the life
insurance. Don't worry about it, John.
The life insurance.
You and the kids are all taken care of.
Sweet.
Oh.
Therefore, I'm rooting against you.
Of course. I wouldn't expect anything less.
That's right.
Hey, listen, your granddaughter, her name is Isabella, in case you forgot.
Oh, my goodness.
I call her Izzy.
Okay. No, you don't call her at all. That's a whole different discussion.
Maybe she doesn't tell you everything.
This was all going well.
Not my daughter. Listen, she has our, shall I say, entrepreneurial spirit.
Okay.
We may want to teach her, remember that old Saturday-Sunday business we had?
Uh-huh.
We may want to teach her. I think
she's got natural talent for that.
Because I think next year when she goes to middle school, she can run the place.
Here we go. I'll fly up and we'll have a crash course.
No, you won't. No, you won't. She made $130 last week selling stuff she took from the beach and then repurposing it and sold it to her and Cassidy.
How cute is that?
$130 set up a stand right outside the house.
Well, she doesn't need you or me.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like it.
And she made $80 in a lemonade stand.
What?
Really?
Yep.
Oh, my. You know what? I'm going to call her. As soon as I hang up with you, I'm calling her.
You don't even know the number. Oh, and your grandson, his name is Joseph.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm trying to get him up to speed. It's been a long time.
Right.
And they're in school. Right
and they're
now.
In school.
So call them later.
Joe's got all his teeth now. Right? Yeah. He's got all of them.
Oh, my God. It hasn't been that long, Roger.
Cool thing is he's out of diapers.
There's no fire. We're cool, right?
Just give it a hard time.
When is the last time you saw your family?
When is the last time I saw...
Was it Christmas Eve?
I've seen Joe's before they have.
Absolutely.
More recently than they have. I saw you at the restaurant, Joe, remember? That wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
When is the last time you saw me and or your grandkids?
I saw Christmas Eve.
Okay. And the grandkids were there?
I know the grandkids were there. I think I seen them. I had to see them after that. I had to see them by dawn time.
Okay, that's possible.
Okay. Not probable.
He just hasn't seen you.
Right.
We were fixing up the yard or something with the barbecue.
And there you go.
Along like that.
Okay.
All right.
So for a guy who lives in Florida, saw them in December and maybe say March or April, something like that.
I'm going to be honest. I do kind of miss you a little bit.
Really? You miss me like a...
That's not true. That's not true. You and I always got along very well until all the crazy family stuff started.
Since then, I got picked on.
You didn't get picked on.
Oh, no.
Let me ask you a question before I ask that further.
Go ahead.
This that we're talking, where is it being heard? Just in Florida?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unless people are...
All over Florida.
Yeah. And okay, I mean, unless people have Florida. The app and stuff.
Okay.
The proverbial bleep hit the fan... When I stopped talking to my brother and my mother.
Right.
That's tough to do.
I stopped surrounding myself around all negative people.
Is that why you
that
don't
sounds
talk?
Familiar.
Is that why you don't talk to me? Because that would make sense.
Well, if you start rubbing me, you're 86. You're out.
So you get all negative out of your life because you're living... You're relaxed. You're finally retired. You're trying to live just a good, happy life. You don't want any negative. Is that what
exactly.
you're saying?
Exactly. And all the people I meet down here, if anybody's always complaining and stuff like that, I don't need you.
Out.
You're out.
Who are you?
I am me.
When did you become rainbow? When did you become sunshine and rainbows?
I always had berries.
Oh.
I said that's it. I'm 65.9 right now.
Point nine.
Okay. And I am done.
Okay.
Only happy thing.
There you go.
Remember that guy, Bob the painter, and he always put yes. a happy picture?
Yes.
That's you now?
This is Joe now.
When are you going out to those painting parties where you get drunk and start painting pictures?
No. Speaking of getting drunk and having a great time, there's an old series that I've been watching on Amazon called Rome.
Okay.
It was on for 2 seasons, okay? And it's all about Caesar and Octavian and Mark Antony and the whole thing. You talk about wild parties.
Yeah, but there was all sorts of gay sex going on there, too.
That, too.
Got you excited?
But... I am starting to see maybe we can start a little toga party up here.
I knew you were a swinger.
Toga party in Naples.
I knew it. How many times did I try to call you out for being a swinger? I knew it. Don't tell me you're not.
Listen to me.
Don't tell
who
me you're not.
John?
You know exactly who you're swinging with.
The one up there? The one that just went to Florida?
Yeah.
The one I'm with? I don't think so.
Joe, you still got your ponytail?
Yeah, do you have a ponytail still?
Got it.
Yep.
You got the soul patch in the front?
No, that's gone.
Is it? Who do you like this weekend?
Who do I like this weekend? I don't even know who's playing.
Wow, he's so relaxed. He's not even paying attention to week one.
You're not looking at college either?
Hey, I'm just getting a phone call from my bartender friend.
You probably have to go.
Yeah. Okay.
It's okay. I'll call him back. No, I have no idea. I just watched. I had a dollar bet with him, so he's from Philly. He works on Wall Street.
Times have changed, huh?
Yeah, and we had a dollar on a game. That's what we do.
All right.
Just for boring games.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell happened to you, but son, you are not. You are not my father-in-law. I mean, I don't know who this is. I don't know if he's got a couple of Negronis in him or whatever it is, but this guy...
Sounds very content.
That's it. Listen to me. I'm telling you again. It's all over. Joe left all that crap in Long Island.
Uh-huh.
And that's where it's going to stay.
Good for you.
Buried.
Good for you.
And now you're the new Joe of Naples.
That's right. I'm known as Joseph and Giuseppe.
Giuseppe.
Juice, do me a favor. Call your grandkids.
I will.
All right. All right,
he's going to do it right now when he hangs up. Call Isabella.
I'll catch up with you later. Let me know how that second Negroni...
Did they start school yet?
Yeah, today. No, tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow. So let me know how that second Negroni turns out. Sounds like the first one's doing real well.
you guys got to try them.
Yeah. Hey, listen, feel free to invite us down there, too, if your house survives.
Hey, listen, the bedrooms are all set up.
Look at you. Good luck, Joe. I hope nothing happens to your house.
Well, we're not going
to
just show up on your doorstep, so... You know.
Well, if you're looking to have
pick up the goddamn phone,
it's not going to happen.
Oh,
like
all you got to do is say, "Listen, we're coming this weekend,"
and then you say, "Ooh, yeah, this weekend's not really so good."
be a Sons of Italy all weekend.
Right,
won't be home.
Right, I'm going to be.
This is how this is going to play out.
Okay.
When I leave my house and say I'm going here, there, or anywhere, I'll let yous know.
Yous.
Other than that. I don't want to have to hear you say, well, you don't invite me.
That's what you said to me a million times. How come you don't stop by? Well, you don't call me. You said it a million times to me and your daughter.
I'm not going to show up on your doorstep.
But I should show up on yours. Are you delusional?
Listen to me. A parent can take care of 10 kids, but 10 kids can't take care of one parent.
Where'd you learn that?
Confucius.
What book did you pull that out of? Was it a fortune cookie?
65.9, I said. That's my age.
Okay.
Very wise.
So little innuendos you pick up along the way.
That's what he picks up.
All right, Joe Didge. I do love you.
Thanks, Joe.
I love you guys, too.
Good to talk to you.
Wait, hold on. Roger didn't say...
open to you guys, too.
Stop
and
it.
Anytime you're over there, what was the name of that restaurant we ran into?
Menino.
At Menino's?
Yeah.
By my house.
Tell them that I'm down here. Having Negronis, they'll know exactly what we're doing.
Yeah, okay.
I'll make sure I tell them.
John, the owner, is holding his breath.
I'm pretty sure. You know what? I'm pretty sure I saw. You know the waiter, Italo?
Sure. Yeah.
Sure. Okay, you know who I?
Yeah. Nobody in the audience cares. All right. I love you. I'll catch up with you soon. Call your grandkids and your daughter.
All right.
Bye, Joe.
Later.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, isn't he living the life?
Monica, thoughts?
He's a sweet old man, and you need to learn something from him. He learned how to ditch. Yeah, you need to learn a little something. He learned how to ditch all the negativity, and look how happy he is.
He left a wake in his path, in his behind him, that there's a lot more to it.
You got to let it go, man. You got to let it go. Hang on to the
anger. What I did decide was I was no longer going to make those problems my problems. Because I did. I took his mother's side, the whole spiel.
And you know what? You just got to stay out of it, right?
Not my problem.
It's too big.
Yeah, but he looks more relaxed, though. You know, he looks like more relaxed and...
He sure is.
Living life and loving it.
You got to let that stuff go. You are busting balls like nobody's business. You needed to lighten up on that.
He had it coming.
Hey, the guy's got to call his grandkids at least.
I honestly don't think I've spoken a word to him since Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a long time.
Not a word.
And your first conversation's on the air? That's a little weird.
That was
awkward.
It. There it is.
He handled it like a champ. I'm pretty impressed.
Yeah, he was good. He was good. All right, there's Joe, JP's father-in-law. First time you heard his voice since it's Christmas Eve.
By the way, he's lying about two things. He's lying that he hasn't looked at the point spreads.
Uh-huh.
And he's lying that he's not a swinger.
Oh.
I know it. I can't prove it.
You've always known that, huh?
I can't prove it. But how often is my Spidey senses wrong?
They're pretty good.
Pretty good, right? Yeah.
The way you greeted my wife, I felt a little weird, so you might be onto something
there.
I gotta say. Yeah. That's why I brought it up before. I was like... He really said hello.
I heard.
Didn't even know her.
I did hear he's swinging a big stick.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, hello, father-in-law.
Wouldn't that be hilarious?
Monica and my father-in-law? He would try. I shouldn't say that.
That would be great.
Time to break.
Hello, father-in-law. Ever hear the grapefruit technique? All right, Roger, JP, it's the Bone. Real Raw Radio after 1:30. We'll get to the top 10 list. Drew Garabo live at 2 o'clock. We'll be right back.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.